Hi, I'm Linda Perhacks. I have a beautiful vision to share with you that has inspired me very much and has become a new song. Each of us at times hear promptings inwardly. I try to always listen inwardly and receive only those promptings that are love-based and have a higher energy and wisdom. This special vision has unusual and beautiful qualities and occurred very recently. It is not one that I personally experienced, although I have experienced one that was very similar. This vision was shared with me as I was helping someone else with their healing. It involves many cultures, it is global in its true message, and it is the true story of a Chinese woman who speaks only Chinese and who has seldom traveled in her life, and who has come to the United States recently for her very first visit. When she arrived, her family, knowing her great love for nature and her 30 or more years of devotion to meditation for world peace, took her to the Sequoia National Forest in California to see the giant, majestic, ancient trees. And as the Chinese woman and her American daughter stood silently in a grotto of all these powerful and beautiful trees, the Chinese mother said with great assurance and boldness, "Who are all these people? So many people, and horses everywhere, beautiful horses, so many of them." Well, the daughter, knowing her mother had an unusual attunement to nature and was well known for her discernment of people's hidden true characters, respectfully asked her mother, "Mother, what are you seeing? Because truly, we're here alone. There is no other person here. The only people here would be you and me and these big trees." "No," said the Chinese woman. "There are people everywhere. Many, many people. And so many beautiful horses. Everything is so beautiful and peaceful and serene. It's absolutely beautiful." And she kept repeating this over and over and over again. She described the clothing of the people, the hairdos, all very unusual to her, but without realizing it, she was giving an exact description of our Native American Indians of about 150 to 200 or more years ago, a people she did not even know existed, and a culture she had never heard of before. I asked, "Did your mother say they were peaceful and in a serene state, not war-torn or troubled, but serene and in harmony?" "Total harmony. Very peaceful," was how the Chinese woman described them. And then she added that she also saw a beautiful waterfall filled with life-giving water, and it was flowing under the people who were at the water's feet. And looking up, she saw a magnificent chief. A very, very great supreme chieftain who stood way up high at the top of the cascading waterfall, and he was majestic and all in pure, intense, bright light. She saw him only briefly, and then he turned and became hidden behind all the waters. After hearing this story for weeks and months, I kept remembering it, because our world today has so many imbalances that are rapidly escalating, involving environmental issues and conflicts and cultures. It struck me, here was a people who tried to explain this harmony between man and the land, and no one would listen. And now their words seem even more urgently needed by our world as we face so many earthquakes and tsunamis and global warming escalates and other disasters are multiplying. I began to wonder if these people might still be nearby, perhaps in another dimension, close but yet apart, and still hoping we would or could hear their words before it's too late. And this wonderment became a song because of the beauty of the Chinese woman's vision of peace between a people and the environment. I would like to say that I have chosen to use the rainforest region of the Pacific Northwest for the song because in reality a very great Indian chief did live there in the 1850s and he tried to plead before the whole world for his people and their lands. And his words were eloquent and timeless and contain a very high wisdom. And that wisdom is needed more now by our world than even when he first spoke them. The song that I'm talking about is in its creative form right now, but because this program on the BBC radio is all about the process and the creation of a song from the original inspiration of a vision or a dream, I wanted to share this vision with you. And when Devendra returns from his tour, we plan to sing this together, and we hope it will bring some help to you, to our world, and to all its people. Thank you.